जय कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज विहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवरधारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवरधारी जय यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज विहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवरधारी यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज विहारी हरे कृष्ण कृष्णा कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय जय राधा वल्लभ राधा वल्लभ श्री राधे जय जगन्नाथ जय जगन्नाथ जय बलदेव जय सुभद्रा जय प्रहलाद नरसिंह जय प्रहलाद नरसिंह जय प्रहलाद नरसिंह जय प्रहलाद नरसिंह ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭುಪದ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭುಪದ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭುಪದ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪದ ಜಯ ಗುರುದೇವ ಜಯ ಗುರುದೇವ ಜಯ ಗುರುದೇವ ಜಯ ಗುರುದೇವ ನಿತ್ಯ ಗೌರ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ್ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ್ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ್ ನಿತ್ಯ ಗೌರ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ಗೌರಿ ತಾಯಿ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧವಲ್ಲ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಕಿ ಶ್ರೀ 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 ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ಸುಭದ್ರಮೈ ಕಿ ಶಿಲಪರೂಪಾದ ಕಿ ನಿತಾಯ ಗೌರ ಪ್ರೇಮಂದೆ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸೊ ಟುಡೇ ವಿ ಆರ್ ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕಾಂಟು 7 ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 15 ವರ್ಸ್ ನಂಬರ್ 41. So, as you all know, so the Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 7 is called Science of God. Science of God. Of course, Science of God also includes Science of Jiva and how to make this Jiva's goal perfect. Every Jiva has an aim and it needs to make that aim successful. And today's verse is actually very much in line with or aligned with that fact. Verse 41. Of course, the chapter title is Instruction for Civilized Human Beings. Human beings are there everywhere. But so we need to have instruction for those who are civilized. So thereby civilized persons, civilized humans can make their life successful or fulfill the purpose of life, fulfill the purpose of human life on earthly planet in particular. So therefore, today's verse is primarily comparing the human body to chariot, like to vehicle. So we will read this verse fully, then we'll try to understand. So before we move forward, so let us invoke auspiciousness. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ಸೊ ಲೆಟ್ ಅಸ್ ರೀಡ್ ವರ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ವರ್ಡ್ ದ ವರ್ಸ್ ನಂಬರ್ 41 from chapter 15 of Canto 7. Ahuha Shariram Ratam Indriyani Hayan Abhisun Mana Indriyesham Vartamani Matra Dishanam Cha Sutam ಸತ್ವಂ ಬೃಹತ್ ಬಂಧುರಂ ಈಶಾಸ್ರಷ್ಟಂ. ಅಹೋ ಶರೀರಂ ರತಂ ಇಂದ್ರಿಯಾಣಿ ಅಹಂ ಶರೀರಂ ರತಂ ಇಂದ್ರಿಯಾಣಿ ಹಯನ್ ಅಭಿಸುನ್ ಮನಾ ಇಂದ್ರಿಯೇಷಾಂ ಹಯನ್ ಅಭಿಸುನ್ ಮನಾ ಇಂದ್ರಿಯೇಶಂ ವರ್ತಮಾನಿ ಮಾತ್ರ ದರ್ಶನಂ ಚ ಸುತಹಂ ವರ್ತಮಾನಿ ಮಾತ್ರ ದಿಶಾನಂ ಚ ಸುತಹಂ ಸತ್ವಂ ಬೃಹತ್ ಬಂದರಂ ಈಶಾಸ್ರಷ್ಟಂ ಸತ್ವಂ ಬೃಹತ್ ಬಂಧುರಂ ಈಶಾಸ್ರಷ್ಟಂ ಅಹೋ ಶರೀರಂ ರತಂ ಇಂದ್ರಿಯಾಣಿ ഹയാനഭിഷൻ മനഃഇന്ദ്രിയേശം വർത്തമാനീമത്ര ദീശാനാം ച സുതഃ സുതം സത്വം ബ്രഹദ് ബന്ധുരാം ഈശാശ്രേഷ്ഠം അഹോ ശരീരം രതമിന്ദ്രിയാണി ഹയന്നഭുഷുന്മനഃഇന്ദ്രിയേശം വർത്തമാനീമത്ര ദീശാം ച സുതം സത്വം ബ്രഹദ് ബന്ധുരാം ഈശാശ്രേഷ്ഠം. പ്രഭു അഹോ ശരീരം രതമിന്ദ്രിയാണി ഹയന് അഭിഷുന് മനഃഇന്ദ്രിയേശം വർത്തമാനീമത്ര ദീശാനാം ച സുതം അഹോ ശരീരം രതമിന്ദ്രിയാണി ശ്രേഷ്ഠം ഉത്തമാനീമത്ര ദിശാനം ച സുതം ത്വം ബ്രഹദ് ബന്ധുനാം ഈശാശ്രേഷ്ഠം. വേർഡ് ടു വേർഡ് ട്രാൻസ്ലേഷൻ. അഹോ, ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് സെയ്ഡ്, ശരീരം ദ ബോഡി, രഥം ദ ചാരിയറ്റ്, ഇന്ദ്രിയാണി ദ സെൻസസ്, ഹയൻ the horses, abhishun the reins, manaha the mind, indriya of the senses, isham the master, vartamani the destinations, matraha the sense objects, dishanam the intelligence, cha and സുതം ദ ചാരിയറ്റ് ഡ്രൈവർ, സത്വം കോൺഷ്യസ്നെസ്, ബൃഹത് ഗ്രേറ്റ്, ബന്ധുരാം bondage, Isha, by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sastram, created. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Transcendentalists who are advanced in knowledge compare the body, which is made by the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to a chariot. The senses are like the horses. The mind, the master of the senses, is like the reins. The objects of the senses are the destinations. Intelligence is the chariot driver, and consciousness, which is spread throughout the body, is the cause of bondage in this material world. Purport. So Prabhupada has written big purport, so therefore it must be very, very important verse. For a bewildered person in the material way of life, the body, the mind and the senses, which are engaged in sense gratification, are the cause of bondage to repeated birth, death, old age and disease. But for one who is advanced in spiritual knowledge, the same body, senses and mind are the cause of liberation. Thus, this is confirmed in the Katha Upanishad as follows. Atmanam ratam vidhi, sariram ratam evacha, buddhim to sartim vidhi, manaha pragamam evacha, indriyani hayan ahur, Vishayam Tesu Gocharana. So, Adavanaha Param Apanoti Tad Vishnu Param Padam. The soul is the occupant of the chariot of the body, of which the driver is the intelligence. The mind is the determination to reach the destination. The senses are the horses, and the sense objects are also included in that activity. Thus, one can reach the destination. Vishnu, who is the Param Padam, the supreme goal of life. In conditioned life, the consciousness in the body is the cause of bondage. But the same consciousness, when transformed into Krishna consciousness, becomes the cause for one's returning back to Godhead. The human body, therefore, may be used in two ways: for going to the darkest region of ignorance, or for going forward, back home, back to Godhead. To go back to Godhead, the path of Mahat's Seva, to accept the self-realized spiritual master. Mahat's Sevam Dwaram Ahur Umukteka. For liberation, one should accept the direction of authorized devotees, who can actually endow one with perfect knowledge. On the other hand, tamo dwaram yochitam sangi sangam. If one wants to go to the darkest regions of material existence, one may continue to associate with persons who are attached to woman. Yochitam sangi sangam. The word yochita means woman. Persons who are too materialistic are attached to woman. It is said, therefore, Atmanam Ratim Vidhi Sariram Ratam Evacha. The body is just like a chariot or car in which one may go anywhere. One may drive well, or else one may drive whimsically. In which case, it is quite possible that he may have an accident and fall into a ditch. In other words, if one takes direction from the experienced spiritual master, one can go back to home, back to Godhead. Otherwise, one may return to the cycle of birth and death. Therefore, Krishna personally advises. Asradhanaha purusha dharmasya parantapa apapamam nirvatante mrittu samsara vartamani. those who are not faithful on the path of devotional service cannot attain me, O conqueror of vice, but return to the birth and death in the material world. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, verse 3. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna personally gives instruction on how one can return home, back to Godhead. But if one does not care to listen to his instruction, the result will be that one will never go back to Godhead, but will continue to in life in this miserable condition of repeated birth and death in material existence. Mrtu samsara vartamani. The advice of experienced transcendentalist, therefore, is that the body is fully engaged in the achieving the ultimate goal of life, swartha gatim. The real interest or goal of life is to return home, back to Godhead. To enable one fulfill this purpose, therefore, there are so many Vedic literatures, including Vedanta Sutra, the Upanishads, Bhagavad Gita, Mahabharata, Ramayana. One should take lessons from these Vedic literatures and learn how to practice Nivritti Marg. Then one's life will be perfect. The body is important as long as it has consciousness. Without consciousness, the body is merely a lump of matter. Therefore, to return back to Godhead, one must change his consciousness from material consciousness to Krishna consciousness. One's consciousness is the cause of material bondage, but if this consciousness is purified by Bhakti Yoga, one can then understand the falsity of his upadhi, his designations as Indian, American, Hindu, Muslim, Christian, and so on. Sarvapadi Vanimuktam Tat Paravatvena Nirmalam. One must forget these designations and use the consciousness of only for the service of Krishna. Therefore, if one takes advantage of Krishna consciousness moment, his life is certainly successful.
ओम अज्ञानत्रिमिन्दस्य ज्ञानांजय सलाकय चक्षुरुन्मितमेन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः. नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपदाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिते नामिनी नमस्ते सुरसदेवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चातदेश तारिणी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवसादि गौरभक्तवंद. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So thank you all for coming for Srimad Bhagavatam class. And of course we have Radharamana Prabhu, so who has last 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, at retreat, has melodiously sang Hare Krishna mantra, and simply hearing those mantra for last 2 days, so which is one of the primary goal in human life, to continuously chant holy name. So thereby you can take this ratha, this body, sharira, successfully to the right destination. So this today's verse actually, so little bit understanding the context of few previous verses. You know, this chapter, instructions for civilized human beings. Human beings are there. Not all human beings can take the instruction. Correct? So that is what this is called. This is otherwise instruction for human beings. But the civilized is inserted there. So those who are willing to go behind more subtle nature are the one who can take the instructions. So Lord Sri Krishna has given us this body, which is said in this verse itself. So last point. So Isha Srastam. Isha Srastam. Isha is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srastam, created. So living in between, the Shariram Isha Srastam. The first is the Ahu Shariram, The last is Ishasrastam. So this body is created by Supreme Personality of Godhead, either directly or indirectly through his order. So Krishna don't have to come and create each and every body himself. He has his agents, Maya and his material world, material energies. They are used to create this body. So now, of course, Krishna is kind. So therefore, along with that body, that vehicle that is presented to us, he has also given a manual. As you all know, even if you purchase a car, you get a manual, how to operate this car, and when to do servicing. That manual also, you need to write a date and so on. Because if you want to sell this car to somebody else, they want to see servicing history. Is it having any accident in the past? Accordingly, value will change. So similarly, so Lord has created the sarira, not only human sarira, but all other sariras. From the Srimad Bhagavatam, from Gita, we understand that more than 8.4 million forms of life, that types of bodies are there. In the temple, you will see sometimes ants, that is also Ishasrastam, not created by me, created by Lord, Supreme Lord. Sometime you will see some insects also. And often, if you are a pujari, you will see this moth, the flies, they fly like aeroplane towards the lamp that we have got, two lamps, left and right side of Radha Vallabha. What do? They get attracted to the lamp and then go and sit there, right? Burnt, finished. Yeah. So, because they have senses, the body is not just simple, a body without holes. Correct? This body, every body has nine holes. That is why it is called city of nine gates. If one of the hole is not working, we'll have a problem. Big problem. So nature, which is working under the control of Lord Krishna, so has created every body with the nine holes. Even if you pick up an elephant, it also has nine holes. You pick up cow, it also has nine holes. You pick up donkey, so donkey also has those. So every living beings have got animals, especially moving ones. Correct. So the trees also living beings. So they may not have exactly nine holes, but others are the living, moving. Correct. Sthavara jangama. So there are living beings which are stationary, and there are living beings that are moving. Particularly moving living beings, and humans are moving. So that is why it is compared to chariot or vehicle. So chariot is a vehicle to go from one place to other place. Car is a vehicle to go from one place to other place. So as a human beings, we need to understand what is our destination clearly. Otherwise, we won't know how to drive correctly. So that is why in the conclusion, Prabhupada was writing that, so all those who have taken form of human beings should mould their life, conduct according to the instructions of Supreme Lord as given in Bhagavad Gita, or according to instructions that are given in Srimad Bhagavatam, or that we learn from Vedic literature such as Ramayana or Mahabharata. So all these Vedic literatures are there to inspire us. So last 4 or 5 verses primarily talks about, you know, Brahmana who has taken sannyasa. So those who have taken sannyasa, renounced order of life, so they are supposed to truly follow that goal of purpose of sannyasa life. Instead of that, if they are slowly falling down, getting addicted to sense gratification, or even changing from sannyasa life back to grahastha life. So verse number 36 says that. So this is called vantasi. So such a person is simply eating his own vomit. You have your food, nice prasada, after 20 minutes vomit, and then eat that one. So that is compared. Then as we go along, you know, so therefore, so in the purport, Prabhupada talks about, you know, these are foolish people, are rascals who just, you know, change from renounce order life. Instead of performing austerity, they end up becoming sense gratifiers. So therefore, today's verse is actually not only for sannyasis, but also for everybody, all those human form of life. So now we start going in detail. The first, ahu sariram. So understanding sariram, why our sarira is compared to this chariot. Obviously our sarira, so body has gross elements and also, subtle. So grossly, when we say sarira, obviously we have got bones and muscles and blood, but we also have various other angas, other senses. So including four jnanendriyas, eyes, two eyes, two ears, nose, tongue, and of course this skin also is a, sense. So when it is feeling cold, we want warm temperature. When it is too warm, we want air conditioner, right? So these are body and senses. Then that is not enough. We also have, mind. Maybe not physically visible. We say mind is in the head part, right? Then this mind is guided by intelligence, so which is also endowed as a gift from Krishna. Some of them may be endowed with very high intelligence. Some of them may be endowed with bit low intelligence. According to our previous karma, whatever we desire, Krishna has given us that ability, that intelligence to discriminate. So apart from this gross and subtle, we also have, soul and super soul. So these are the elements that we have in the body. Now we can see the same thing in the chariot. So when we say chariot, it is not just a empty chariot. So chariot, so the next comparison. So clearly, sariram ratam. So first comparison is, ahu sariram ratam. So who are saying this? Transcendentalists. And who are transcendentalists? Those who are above understanding of these modes of material nature. Tamogun, Rajogun, and Sattvagun, behind. So transcendentalists. So such as those who are jnanis and obviously devotees, they are transcendentalists. They are transcending this modes of material nature. So they are saying, they are comparing Sariram to Ratham. Sariram Ratham. Indriyani Hayan. So this Indriya that we got, eyes, ears, nose, tongue, and sparsha, the skin. So these are compared to Hayan. So in chariot, obviously you have horses, they are going to pull the chariot. So this body is the chariot, and who are pulling this chariot? If I need to go this side, that side, so my eyes are directing, or at least, seeing some object. Accordingly, it might, push me towards that object. So these senses. So when we see these senses, obviously, so these senses are very dangerous also, unless we control them. So if the senses are not in the control of mind, so they have their own mind. Each sense have their mind, and they can be very, very dangerous. So from, for example, Shankaracharya's Viveka Chudamani. So Viveka Chudamani has many verses, one of them, verse number 76. So that talks about how some living beings with just one active senses are attached to just one senses, one sense among those five senses, just one. It gives up its life, enters into dangerous zone. So that verse 76 from Viveka Chudamani talks about Shabdabhi Dibi Pancha Bhairava Pancha Panchatma Puha Sagunena Baddaha Kauranga Matanga Patanga Meena Branga Nara Panchabi Ranchita Kim. So Shabdabhi Dibi, that is Shabda means sound. So like this sound, so sound, the vision, smell, the taste, and some sparsha. So these are five. Shabda Dibi Pancha. Pancha Bhireva, that is five senses. So now, so just by Sogunena Bandha, so these five senses, just by Soguna, by naturally they Bandha, they are attached. What are those? Say for example, Kauranga. So Kauranga is a deer. Kauranga. Matanga is elephant. Then Patanga, the one which is fly, a moth, the one which flies. Then Meena, Meena is fish. Then Branga, Branga is honeybee. Then Nara, Nara is man, human. Panchabi, Bhairavacha, Kim. So now, for example, this Kauranga, which is attached to, deer attached to, for example, you know, hearing. The hunter want to catch deer. How do they? So they create very melodious music. And then this deer is attracted towards the one in that sound. So, you know, last 2 days when our Radharaman Prabhu was singing Hare Krishna Kirtan with music so nicely, deers were not there, but kangaroos were also coming very close to that hall. Looks like they also little attracted to the musical sound. And of course, if you are attracted to Hare Krishna Mahamantra, then that is the highest success. No danger. Because the inside, when Hare Krishna Kirtan is going, the person who is in Hare Krishna Kirtan, he is not a hunter. So he is the one who is protective. But usually the deers are attracted to that sound. As a result, they might go and go to the place and that nutter, hunter will put a net on top of that animal captured. Or he might shoot an arrow. So you can see, so deer simply attached to just to ear, hearing some musical song, you know, life gone. Now, Matanga. Matanga is elephant. Elephant is attracted to, especially Sparsya. So especially a male elephant is attracted to a female elephant. If male elephant is very wild and they want to capture, how do they capture? So sometime, you know, they put on other side, little far away, female elephant. Generally, female elephant is much more, easy to capture or not that, difficult to capture. But anyway, so capture and tied to for example, a tree. In between, they make a big ditch and put some grass. Then this male elephant is attracted to the female elephant, want to go and hug it or have union with it. It will run there. In the process, it will fall into the ditch and is captured. So that means, you know, getting attached to the sparsya desire is also danger. So this matanga got into danger. Then come to patanga. Patanga is moth. And patanga, as I just said, so we can see ourselves here. And, so Radha Vallabha, left side and right side, we have got two deepas, always glowing 24 hours a day. So now these moths, you know, they enter into temple also. Correct? They come into temple somehow. The flies fly there, always their eye. They are attracted to the sight. So if you are attracted to the sight too much, sight such as fire, which is very illuminating, then just go and then either hit the fire or just go near and try to touch and then immediately burnt. As a result, every few days we have to clean the inside and take stick and take out all those flies that are burnt. Some burnt to ash, some burnt out completely, mix up. That's why every 8 days a week, the color of that ghee that is put there also will change. You can ask our Prabhu there, Jitendriya, one who own all the Indriyas. Jitendriya Prabhu can tell you that there are many flies. Okay, so that is the fate of Patanga. Then the Meena you all know. So if you just walk towards the beach, so during sunny days, there are people trying to catch fishes. How are they catching? So they have a rod and then thread, then there is a hook. To that hook they put some insects or meat or so. Then they throw into the ocean. So obviously in ocean, there is natural food to eat for these fishes. But they get attracted. Oh, here is something very interesting coming very easily near me. Instead of me going towards the food, food is coming towards me. So then they go and like this catch, and then that hook will go into the tongue or mouth, taken out, finished. The moment it comes out, it is, you know, struggling, because fish, natural place for six fish is water. When it comes out, so it is struggling, jump left and right all the time. Then after some period, finished. So gave up a life, gone. So because of attachment to that tongue. Then Branga like bumblebee and honeybees. So they like to, you know, collect nectar from flowers. So most flowers are okay. You go there and sit down. So we try to take out some nectar and come to the honey, go there and put there. And some flowers, you go there and it is so tasty. You tasting so much, you know, from day to night it begins. Then that flower will close, finish. The flower will eat that brangal, I mean that honeybee also. So that means getting attached to, so that nectar can also be a danger. So this is the situation of these different, living entities attached to just one sense. Now come to Nara, human, man. They are attached to all the five senses. So what is their fate? What is the situation? Just being attached to one, so many living beings are, you know, put into danger. Now the human attached to all five senses are put into danger. So therefore here in chariot we are comparing senses to Indriyani Hayan. So as a body we have got these senses. Similarly chariot has got those five senses, five horses representing sense of sight, you know, hearing, smelling, sparsha. So all these five senses. And if they are not controlled, what happens? They will start pulling chariot in random direction. Sometimes all five senses will pull towards one random goal. Or sometimes each of these horses will pull you in different direction. So there is one more danger. So if you're trying to pull one left, one straight, one right. So the inside, the senses, inside the chariot, those who are passengers are in danger state. So therefore that senses need to be controlled. So how do we control? Abhisun mana. So usually in chariot, obviously chariot is not simply connect, tie the horses and just leave it. No. There is also reen, right? So reen that can be used to control those senses. But if you don't have the reen to control, what happens? You are at the mercy of that horse. I don't know how many of you experience on riding a horse without the reen. Anybody has experience? Yes, Ramana Prabhu has already done that. Even I also done. You know, in our house during my primary school and high school, we used to have so many horses. Some female horses were very kind. Even if you sit down, they know you want to go there and they will take you. You just do with your leg, dig, dig, and go. There is no reins. So just go there. But these male horses, so if they are controlled through the reins, you know, so they put it like this, iron, then tie it. So if that is there, they are fully under control. You can control their speed, you can control when you want to stop them, you can control this direction, left, right, whatever, you can do all of that. The wheel, steering wheel is in your hand. Otherwise, so if you kick them, so if they are not happy with that kick, they can start running like jaguar. High speed, there is no way to control. It happened to me. Once I took this horse, which my grandfather used to ride. Then I sat there. I wanted to go to our field where there are lots of mango trees. So I want to go quickly and pluck some mangoes. So I hit. Then he started running with tremendous speed and no reins in my hand. So there are so many mango trees. Mango trees usually not that high, correct? Even though they're big, so the height, the lowest branch will be, you can just jump and catch. So this horse is running. As a result, so all those trees, the branches were hitting on the back because I was holding this, hoping that I get protection. Then fortunately, my uncle, some far away, he came, he saw from 1 kilometer, oh, this is a danger. So he coming, running back and then catched it. So saved. You can see if this range is not in control, the senses, even though those senses are yours, that horse belong to us, we suppose we master of that horse, but we are at mercy of those horse which is uncontrolled, because we are not holding that reins in our hand. So that's why hayan abhishan. Then mana indriye shan. So then of course there is a person sitting on that chariot, driver. The car also has a driver. Chariot also has a driver. So here in our body, shariram, the mind is compared to this driver, chariot driver. This mind. Mind compared to mane. So manaha, then this indriyani, master, vartamani. Vartamani is destination. So this body has a destination. By default, the senses, destination, they want to go to a sense object. That's the default sitting. So all the senses, they are attracted to sense objects. Otherwise, with knowledge, so we can try to find out what is our real destination. The human form of life should not be used simply for gratifying senses. So Prabhupada, when he started, he said, for a bewildered person in materialist way of life, the body, the mind and senses, which are engaged in sense gratification, are the cause of bondage of repeated birth, death, old age and disease. So that is why it says consciousness which is pervading throughout the body becomes cause of banduram. So it says banduram, that is brahat banduram. So just before Isha system, brahat banduram. Brahat is great, big. So that become banduram. So because of this bondage in material way of life, so Prabhupada says for bewildered person in materialistic way of life, so they become cause of bondage. Bondage, leading to this problem of life. Punarapi janaram, punarapi maranam. Janma, mrutu, jara, vyadi. Janma, birth, mrutu, death, jara, and then vyadi. Old age and death. So, and then of course diseases, vyadi. So this becomes a big problem. So that is why, in Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, Janma, mrutu, jara, vyadi, dukkha, doshanu, dasanam. So how do we overcome that? So this is where, we have bhakti yoga. So first, human form of life need to understand what is the real purpose of human form of life. Is it only sense gratification or something else? If it is only sense gratification, ahara, nidra, bhaya, maitunadi. If only those, then the human form is considered equivalent to pasu samana. Like a pasu, animal. Correct? So in Srimad Bhagavatam, so a person without, or a person with only bodily consciousness is compared to Gokarna. Go means cow, Karna means donkey, ashes. So this is a very strong statement from Srimad Bhagavatam. So therefore, so we don't want to be just like Gokarna. So we want to transcend this modes of material nature and then achieve the destination. Then, of course, to achieve a destination, we need to know what is destination also. So this is where inquiry comes into picture. So if you also read, for example, this Bhaja Govindam, you know, verses from Shankaracharya. So he also talks about Punarapi Janaram, Punarapi Maranam. Punarapi Janaram, born again. Punarapi Maranam, Punarapi Janani Jatare Sayanam. So how are we appearing again and again, birth and death? The moment you die, so you again Punarapi Janani Jatare Sayan. You again get into the womb of a mother, then again birth. So on top of it, okay, this is not just it, birth and death, but also Iha Samsare Bhavudustare. So this world where you are appearing, Punarapi Janaram, Punarapi Maranam. Material world means bondage. Bondage means Punarapi Janaram, Punarapi Maranam. Along with that, there is so much of suffering inside the womb and outside the womb. Inside the womb, you don't remember, but our shastras say that inside the womb is much more difficult because we are just sitting in that small bag for 8-9 months. If you are asked to sit down in Vyasasana for 1 hour, seems very pleasure, prestigious. But if I am asked to sit here 24 hours, very difficult. Correct? So even if prasad is provided, still our legs will pain, then body will pain. So lots of trouble. So therefore here, ihi samsare, this samsara, where we are with material world. So bahu ihi samsare, bahu dustare, very difficult to cross. Very difficult to overcome. Krishna says, it is very difficult to overcome my energy. Unless you take shelter of me. If you take shelter of me, you can cross over. So this external energy, maya, maya's energy, are very difficult to overcome. But one who has taken shelter of those can easily overcome. How? Krishna says, Gita says, that this samsara, so this samsara, sagara, correct, we say samsara sagara. Sagara means very big. Indian Ocean, Atlantic Ocean, this ocean. If you want to cross this ocean of material existence, how? Kripaya pare pahi murare. Shankara says that you have to get grace, blessings of pahi murare. Murari, one who killed Muradiman, that is Krishna, Supreme Lord, Vishnu. So if you have a kripa of Supreme Lord, then you can do that. Then the question is, how do you get kripa of Supreme Lord? The kripa of Murari. So kripa. So of course sometimes we say, okay, I can become a greatest scholar. With that knowledge I can overcome. Sometimes we think, I will become a greatest richest man. Then I can take some rocket to go to moon, from there to Brahmaloka, from there to Sivaloka, from there to various other Vaikuntha Loka, Ayodhya Loka, Mathura, then finally Vrindavan. That's how you may think sometime with that thing that I can use my mind, my intelligence, my ability to go wherever I want. Suppose if you have such a knowledge, through Jnana Yoga, you might say, I will become a Sanskrit scholar. Then I will read all these Vedantas, become expert in Vedanta Sutra. Then I can go there. So this might be one form. But here, Adi Shankara says, Samprapte saniti kale, nahi nahi rakshiti dukran karane. So this dukran karane, the Sanskrit scholar, you might become an expert in Sanskrit scholar, but your Sanskrit scholarship will not save you at the end of life. Samprapte sanihiti kale. Sanihi means near. Kale, near death. At that time, this Sanskrit knowledge will not save you. What will save you? Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Mudamate. So therefore, you remember Supreme Lord, Bhaja Govinda, remember him, chant his holy name. So that is the only one that will save you. So this is where by doing that chanting, one can overcome. Of course, why should we chant? So that means we need to understand who we are. So this is where our, the basic steps, the basic understanding of spirituality is understanding who we are. Are we this body or something else? So understanding. So aham brahmasmi we say. I am Brahman, I am spirit soul. If I am spirit soul, then obviously where did I come from? So even if you say this is a paper, so yesterday we heard from Prabhupada, you know, so nicely, paper. Where is this paper coming from? Okay, we say paper, I got it from the shop. Some shop. Where did they get from? So they all got it from a paper mill factory. And how did they make it? So they got raw material, the trees. How did they get the tree? From the earth. How did this get? Finally it goes to the God, creation. So having that understanding is important. Similarly for us also. Okay, this is body is there. So in this verse Krishna says, you know, Ishasrastam, I have created through my energy. Then that means we are connected to that person. So of course, which also means we need to understand who that person is. This is also important. If you don't understand who is our real creator, what are our glories, so you may not want to connect. If the glory is very great, then we want to connect with that person. Correct? If the person is, say, president of a country or a prime minister of a country, so everybody has a desire to connect with that person. Correct? So during, say, for example, Krishna Janmashtami day, so Aniruddha Prabhu brings sometime premier of a state, sometime opposition leader. They come. At that time, everybody desire to take a photograph with them. Even if you get some famous yoga gurus, also they come, visit temple, you want to take photograph. We want to connect with them. Either have speak with them, or at least take one selfie with them. So some desire to connect. Why? We know that these people are famous, influential, powerful. Having one selfie with them can be helpful to you. Or having knowing them can also be helpful in your some material pursuit to achieve some success in whatever, say for example, in business or in any activity. So now, of course, in Gita, Lord says, Mame amse jivaloke jivabhuta sanatana. He is saying that all these living entities are part and parcel of me. So they are part and parcel of me. Then of course, then therefore, who is this Krishna? We are part and parcel of Krishna. He says, that's what he's saying in Bhagavad Gita. Then who is? So these all are, you can understand from Gita and also from other transcendentalists and other higher transcendentalists, such as Brahma also. You know, Brahma says, Iswara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadi Radir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. If we say Sarva Karana Karanam, one who is cause of all causes, definitely a powerful personality. Then even in Gita also, Lord himself says, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo Mata Sarvam Parvatate. He says, I am the source of everything, whether it is a material world or a spiritual world. So one who is the source of, or creator, owner of this whole universe, obviously he must be very powerful to be able to create, to be able to maintain, correct? And then we are just a small speck in the entire universe, may not be even visible. And then of course he says, so everything is coming from me, not only the creator, and also he is also owner. So that is, he says, so in another word, Sarvaloka Maheswar. Sarvaloka, whether it is a spiritual world or a material world, within material world, the so many universes, within that universe, so many planets, and all these planets are situated in right place. How? Unless the creator, he uses his energy, they won't be, you know, stable. If there is a small disturbance, earthquake can happen. Within this one planet. Now what to speak of the entire universe? Correct? This Brahmanda is situated rightly. And this earth planet is situated rightly. That is why we are happily sitting here, either doing Sravanam and Kirtanam of Srimad Bhagavatam. Otherwise we'll be running. Small earthquake. It happens during lockdown. Lockdown, there was a small earthquake here in Melbourne. Some places there is a breakdown of walls, and that was lockdown time, and I was standing there. So sometimes you just close eyes, then just thinking, that time feeling like this, I thought, what is happening? Is there something problem with me? Then I was just sitting, then I opened my eyes, then I saw a little bit, the deities also like this, smoothly going. Then after suddenly some devotees came, is everything okay here inside? Fortunately, everything okay. So there was no physical damage, visible damage to the building or anything. Maybe some microscopic damage which we can't see through our eyes. But overall, it is all right. So everything okay. So this energy of Supreme Lord is putting them in that right position. So that is only possible to Supreme Lord. So we need to know His glories. So if you know that glories, obviously we have that jnana. With that jnana, we develop appreciation. Therefore, we want to connect with that person. We can connect with. So we can connect with Kirtaniya Sadhari, just like Radha Ramana Prabhu. Or you can connect with managing the affairs of this temple all the time, just like Anirudha Prabhu. Or you can connect with Krishna just by, you know, maybe distributing this Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, various books that we have got. Share that knowledge with others. Hey, you are a human. You have a purpose of your life. You need to perfect your human goal of life. Not only waste your time in this sense gratification, but go behind. So that knowledge is given. So distribute a book. Those who are good in, those who are visiting, those who are coming to temple in the morning for darshanarthi, not only darshanarthi, taking darshan of Lord, but they also want to take darshan of Lord through ear. You can see Lord through ear. You can connect with Krishna through ear by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. And of course, the moment the class is over, so we should not simply send them to home. We should honor them, give them, offer them prasada. Correct? So some food for stomach also. So those who are making in the kitchen, they may be not directly hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, but they are connected with Krishna by preparing bhoga, then preparing that food sub offer to Krishna. Then pujari is doing that. Then after that, somebody will bring and then give us. So they are connected. So you can say, connect with Krishna. Become Krishna consciousness. Concept Krishna. Prabhupada is ending. So we have created this, Krishna consciousness movement. For what? To make people, successful. So this, the long verse, the last statement. So, so he says, one must forget these designations. So what is the designations? Prabhupada is referring to when we have the sarira. Sarira takes birth in some place, in some family. So therefore, you don't simply too much connected. I am belong to this great family, or I am born in this great country. So therefore, I am Indian, I am American, I am Australian, I am Muslim, I am Hindu. So give up all those designations and use this consciousness that pervades throughout this body. It says consciousness that pervades throughout body. For the service of Krishna. So therefore, if one takes advantage of Krishna consciousness moment, so his life is certainly successful. So just simply coming to the temple, we have purpose of coming to the temple. When we come to the temple, what is our purpose? First purpose is, okay, I want to take darshan of Radha Vallabha, Gauranitha, Jagannatha Vallabha. That's one of the purpose. But after coming, other purpose is, okay, I am going to this temple, I have taken darshan of Supreme Lord, I will also take darshan of the devotees here. So because the devotees, pure devotees, they carry Supreme Lord in their heart. Of course, Lord is there in everybody's heart, but they can see, they can know, and they can bestow the blessing they got from Supreme Lord to you also, through association. And so I want to get some little knowledge also. Knowledge of what is this Krishna is, what are his glories, what is the purpose of my life. So, attend Srimad Bhagavatam class. Now I become hungry, so then I can have prasad also. So, all full-fledged package is there. So, that is why Prabhupada says, to make life successful, so you please take advantage of this Hare Krishna moment, then make life successful. Then, of course, after having prasada, so some of these kids may go to school, primary school, high school or college, to study. So study for Krishna. So last 2 days we are talking about engage 24 hours in service of Krishna. What is their service? Studying is your service. Study well to the perfection so that you have a good material knowledge to be able to, after you graduate, to be able to get a job, earn enough wealth, earn money. Then do what? Then you that earn money to purchase, some food items from the shop or maybe do agriculture, That is also a profession. So get those foodstuffs. Then do what? Then do cooking. You cook for Krishna. So now that we have a deity, the Krishna is with us in the form of deity, so we need to offer him. He is also hungry. Correct? Not that he is hungry, but so he will be very pleased to accept whatever you offer. So cook for Krishna. Then after cooking, of course, offer it to Krishna. So Krishna tastes. Then Krishna gives you. So you also, Hana, we say usually temple, please come to Hana the Prasada. We don't say, come and have breakfast, eat breakfast. No, please come and have another breakfast, honor. So accepting that mercy coming from Lord after he accept the food, that become a prasada, the mercy. Prasada means mercy. Then take that mercy. It's also important. That's the input. Our tongue and our body, they needs. Correct? Belly division needs some energy. So that prasada, Krishna prasada. So when you have that prasada, then our consciousness become more and more. So that means in all our activities, right from getting, you know, waking up to the sleeping, even sleeping. So, you know, I want to sleep for Krishna so that my body is rested. Then I can wake up, then come running towards Mangalarati. Or if I miss Mangalarati, come running to the temple for Darshanarati. If I meet Darshanarati half an hour, come running for Srimad Bhagavatam class. Even if I miss that also, come running for Prasada. So this way, you know, engaging our body is important. And this ratha and our body should have a goal. So goal, preferably the highest goal of life. The highest goal of life is to go back to Vaikuntha Loka or Vrindavan, Goloka Vrindavan. But to go there, what is the qualification? Develop love of Krishna. And love of Krishna, how do we get? By some practices, by bhakti, by services. Only when love that person, we do some services. If I love Radha Vallabha, I'll be very happy to clean this temple. Otherwise, I say, why should I clean it? Somebody else clean it. Or maybe even if you clean, not with pleasure. So when we love, whatever service we do, so we do with pleasure. We derive great happiness in service itself. Bhakti means enjoy, correct? So devotional service with pleasure. So this combination is possible, and we have to perfect that. Then by perfecting, then samprapte sanite kale, that is that last breath of our life, either by our own maybe services, we'll be able to remember Krishna. If not, Krishna will give you that buddhi. Krishna is also saying that. If for some reason you are not able to remember, Krishna will give you that memory to be able to remember, so that you can go back to Vaikuntha Loka, then you perfected your life. So therefore, this today's comparison of comparing the body to charity is very, very important. In fact, if you explain this to anyone, they will start contemplating. Oh, okay, my senses are like a horse. I know that horse, if I don't control properly, they will go randomly, random direction. So therefore, I need to control it with the right input. So right information. So this way, then you're saying that this consciousness is throughout this body. Okay, so my consciousness only about, you know, eating, meeting, sleeping, defeating. So I need to change it a little bit higher. So therefore, they might think, all right, what is highest? Divine. So I must start thinking about divine. Sometime people think about Brahman, divine light, or divine person. At least both are transcendental. It is better than living like animal. So therefore, as a result, their consciousness changed consciousness from material consciousness to Krishna consciousness. That's what Prabhupada is throughout purport is explaining. And the moment you make your consciousness Krishna consciousness, what happens? We have this intelligence, we said, that intelligence become spiritual. And we said this intelligence becomes spiritual, then this mind which is supposed to work under this intelligence, we don't want mind to do its way. We want mind to be guided by the intelligence which is spiritual. Then this mind becomes steady. When the mind is steady, all the reins are in fully control. So then we can direct our senses fully towards achieving its true destination. We not only know the destination, but we also know how to steer our steering wheel and drive correctly at right speed, at right place to reach the proper direction. Otherwise, what happens? This mind may be intoxicated. Imagine you have a chariot driver who is intoxicated and you are a passenger inside as a soul. So what happens? That drunken fellow will drive and fall into ditch only. A ditch is actually small. Maybe if you go on a great ocean or drive, you will fall into from mountain to the inside ocean only. Direct into Bhavasagara. Can't come out at all. Very difficult. Impossible. Because everything is locked, closed inside. You can't come out. We hear a lot of stories in the newspaper at the time. How people have fallen into the ocean and not able to come out and finish. That's what will happen. So to take our true we, that soul, from this body, using this body, so with having senses directed, our mind in control, mind guided by the spiritual intelligence because of their consciousness becoming divine. So therefore, this divinity is the foundation for taking us to the destination successfully. Not only that, on the path, when the mind is steady, then the senses are in control. As a result, we will be peaceful. When we are peaceful, we will be happy. So the goal of life is to be happy here and happy after reaching the destination in the activities with Krishna. So therefore, it's very important that so we are a steady mind. Steady mind leads to peace, and peace leads to happiness. That means the foundation for this happiness is making our consciousness Krishna consciousness. And of course, Prabhupada has made it easy, a nice temple. Then another Prabhu has made it easy by maintaining the beautiful temple all the time, very clean, very neat. And of course, another Prabhu doesn't have to do it himself, but he can deploy his agents, just like Lord Krishna deploys his energies. Similarly, deploys and everything is neat, everything happens at timely, including prasad also. Okay, so this way, having this true understanding and contemplating all these components of this chariot, similarly, we also contemplate all our parts of this body, then make them spiritualized, engage them 24 in the service of Krishna, then our life success is assured. That's what Prabhupada concluded. So, therefore, one should take advantage of Krishna conscious moment and make his life successful. Okay. Hare Krishna. Let me stop here. One question I must answer, at least one question. This devotee, Mataji, always asks a question. She has written, what happens to the animals and insects who die while kirtan is going? Do they get liberated from material bondage? And what happens if we kill a mosquito while chanting the holy name? Where will be our destination? This is an important question. So Krishna says, obviously, if you are in this material world or in this body, so when you are walking from home to the temple, you will step on ants knowingly, unknowingly. What happens to you? Are you going to be ant in the future life? So Krishna says, if you are engaged in my service, I will take that. That's why he's saying that. Give up all religions, just surrender to me. Surrender. So you are coming in service of Krishna. Therefore, any the mistakes or these things you committed unknowingly, so Krishna will take them. Sarva papebu. He will take. So therefore, it won't come to us. But that doesn't mean that we purposely, you see a series of ants going, you see that, and purposely you kill it. Then obviously you have to take the karma. Even here also you see many, sometimes some insects going on. What do we do? So the devotees usually, their instinct is immediately not kill that. So they will take paper like this, try to get that ant or insect on the paper, go outside and put there. Let them have a natural life of how many days they got. Correct? Ants can live for 24 days. Let them live another 20 days and they will give up the body. And maybe in next life they will come as a devotee. Huh? Correct? So they might come as a devotee. So this will happen. So therefore devotees won't kill. Yeah. So because they taken them and then put there nicely. So they will, next life they might be human. Or who knows, if they heard kirtan so much from all the devotees and perfected, they can go back also. So Krishna Leela is not born by, you know, this clear instruction. Krishna can change them also. Correct? So then of course what will happen to this insect that died during kirtan, they become liberated at least from that insect body, possibly to a human form of life. Then, because they heard, somehow they get attracted to come and maybe start chanting themselves. Correct? Even the birds, parrots, you say Hare Krishna, they will say Hare Krishna. So that place where we had a last 2 days retreat, there were birds also, those colorful birds. You say Hare Krishna, if you go around, you say Hare Krishna, they say Hare Krishna, they are also saying Hare Krishna. So therefore, you know, they have become devotees. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, if you have heard Hare Krishna once in your life, or just say Hare Krishna in your life, that person is considered a devotee. Whether the beginner devotee or the highest liberated devotee, but a devotee. Yeah, so they get definitely liberated. They have done some kind of punya. As a result, they are getting opportunity to appear in the temple area of vicinity and then come inside, take Charanamrita. They also take Charanamrita, correct? The ants will come. Often you see sometimes ants going around. So they are becoming devotee, taking a Charanamrita from Shaligram. Yeah, so all glorious. As long as they come to the temple, even somehow during kirtan, some devotees jump and that insect happens to be down. So is that devotee responsible? Is karma goes to devotee? No. Because the devotee is dancing for Krishna. So sarva dharma parityajya mama eka saranam urja is surrendered to Krishna and chanted. That doesn't mean that we simply knowingly jump on some devotees who is fragile or old and kill them. No. Unknowingly, correct? So Krishna will take. So we have to use our mind and senses, use our senses to see what is there and accordingly do our activity as much as possible. Not overly trance and trample over others. No. Be consciousness, be aware what is happening in the temple, accordingly conduct so that we don't hurt devotees of Krishna. Yeah, so hopefully that answers the question. Okay, so now is the time for prasada. Kindly honor the prasada, Krishna prasada. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki.